He was, it's interesting that he was the most concerned person when another person was in bad health. I'll never forget, I happened to be with him he was living in Malibu in California. We were both living in California at the time. And I was visiting Miles, just buddy-buddy style, on a given afternoon. Pardon me. And someone called Miles to tell him something about Clark Terry being in poor health. And Miles grabbed the telephone and called somebody and said, "Get me Clark Terry." And he had trouble getting through to Clark Terry. And he told this person, find out what the situation is with Clark Terry. And whatever Clark Terry needs, you see that he gets it and whatnot. And if it's any problem, you call me about it." He was very concerned about Clark Terry's health and about Clark Terry's welfare. And he issued orders and demands about, "You check this out and find out what is the story on Clark Terry. And you make sure he's taken care of. And if he needs any money, let me know."
Oh, that is so good. And see, that's beautiful. A picture that you never see.
You'll never hear that about Miles. All you'll hear about Miles is him turning his back on the audience and pointing his horn towards the floor. But he was one of the most generous human beings alive to people he loved. And he was a dear, dear friend.
Oh,